News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a study by researchers at the University of Leeds has found that 1 in 3 baby food products filling the aisles are classed as ultra-processed foods, which have been linked to long-term health damage. For more on this, we're joined by Sarah Keogh, dietitian and founder of Eatwell. Sarah, are you surprised by these findings?
No, I'm not at all. I mean, we do see these days a huge amount of products that are kind of aimed at babies with that. But I suppose before we sort of jump into it, I know ultra processed food is this year's boogeyman when it comes to foods. And everyone has this idea that anything that's ultra processed is automatically extremely bad for you. Not the case. Definitely the University of Leeds highlighted quite a few issues kind of with the nutrition and a lot of foods for babies. But some of the ultra processed foods, things like, I mean, baby formula, which is essential for so many babies, obviously, where breastfeeding isn't working, you know, is really going to be an excellent product for that. But when we look at kind of what we're looking at with the University of Leeds and things like snack foods and issues around the sort of fruit pouches and things like that, I think there's a huge amount for us to look at in terms of the nutrition for babies and what's available.
Setting children up for a lifetime of obesity, I think, is the phrase used by the researchers.
Great headline, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it an accurate headline?
It's probably one of those trying to catch the everybody's eye. You know, it's one of those things. Yes, you know, we do know that how we start in terms of feeding babies early is really, really important. But there's plenty of babies who use the foods who aren't going to end up with a lifetime of obesity. But I think the study looked at some really important issues with it. And, you know, one of the big, big problems, and you're seeing this, anyone who's working in childcare or child nutrition at the moment, is that where kids are using a huge amount of food from pouches, which can be perfectly fine, it's fruit and veg, but they're supposed to squeeze it onto a spoon and eat it, or they're not chewing as many things because everything is pureed for much longer. And we're seeing not only issues around kids being comfortable eating sort of normal pieces of fruit and veg, we're even seeing issues sometimes around things like speech because they're just not developing. Like, chewing is important for speech muscle development. Mm. Now, it doesn't mean if your kids use these that they're not going to talk or anything like that, but it's that idea where we want to try and give kids, you know, normal meals that we can, if we can cook them at home. You know, it's not always possible for everybody, but with snacks and things like that, rather than going for what are basically sort of potato crispy snacks, that we're giving kids things like fruit, pieces of cheese, those kind of foods instead.
Okay, so what's your advice to parents listening this morning who might be concerned about when they hear these findings?
So what I'd say is my thing always is try and go, if you can, for your home-cooked meals, if you can. But what they found in the studies, things like your jars of baby food and stuff like that, actually didn't come out particularly badly in it in terms of the nutrition. Where I would hesitate is a lot of sort of the baby snack foods. They don't need baby snack foods. Give them things like fruit, give them yogurt, give them, you know, pieces of cheese. We can puree it up for younger babies and things like that. There's ways of doing it. But I would, and if you are using the pouches, onto a spoon and give them to the baby, not to be sucked from the pouch.
Okay, we will leave it there. Sarah Keogh, dietitian, founder of Eat Well, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.